This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us toll free. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. More than an hour into the Iowa caucuses. And of course, a lot of people are wondering who will become the victor, at least from this particular set of circumstances.
Ted Cruz has taken the early lead with 12% reporting, 29.8% for Cruz, 27.8% for Trump.
That's a close one.
Rand Paul is currently in fifth at 4.3%.
All right, so if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. It doesn't have to be on the caucuses. I tend to agree with one of our callers in the last hour that ultimately whoever wins, we will lose because we don't really have a truly principled candidate in there. Rich Paul's pointing out that Rand Paul is the least offensive of the candidates, and further, Rich believes that Rand is secretly a libertarian, although when asked, he disavows any association with the terminology. So it's an interesting theory. But I don't know if it holds any water.
Well, check out Judge Napolitano on Anarchast with
Jeff Berwick.
Yeah. Napolitano knows Rand a lot better than I know Rand. Ron Paul knows Rand a lot better than I know Rand. And, you know, I guess a lot of the reason that I support Rand is simply I trust Ron Paul. And if this is Ron Paul's play, and it certainly is, I mean, this is where Campaign for Liberty is going, this is where Students for Liberty is going, is Rand Paul this year, so I don't...
There were some horrible congressional candidates that Ron has endorsed in the past because he made a pledge to endorse all Republicans.
Yeah, didn't they threaten him or something like that, and he had to, like, pledge?
Well, he's not running for office anymore, so there's nothing left to threaten him with.
Right, but no, back in 2010 and 2012, there were, you know, mild threats.
You can find an imperfection in anybody if you have enough microscope.
Right, and my point was, you said that you trust what, you know, you trust enough to support who Ron Paul is supporting and endorsing. Mm-hmm. And I was just pointing out that in both 2010 and 2012, Ron endorsed some really horrible Republican congressional candidates.
And Rich is saying, well, now he doesn't have to do that because he's no longer running for office. So that could very well be true. But nonetheless, supporting Rand Paul means supporting someone who's not principally advocating the ideas of liberty. He's not explaining the concepts behind liberty. He's just taking political positions that he believes will be popular.
You say that, but you consciously avoid hearing what he says.
No, I've watched some of his performance in the debate. I've seen him in at least one of the debates.
Did you see him?
But I'm not
going to
watch
yesterday.
All of the debates. No, I did not.
Oh, okay. See, I did.
Okay, whoopee-doo.
Okay.
So you've seen him say more things. He's a politician. Politicians tell lies when their mouths are moving. And you're actually saying you believe he's a liar, that you believe he's a libertarian who is saying he's not a libertarian in order to get votes.
I don't believe he's running as a libertarian. I believe he's running as a constitutionalist.
And he's
just as Ron Paul ran as a constitutionalist. Ron Paul, if you asked him his political alignment, would say he was a true conservative.
Uh-huh.
Well, apparently what means true conservative to him means libertarian to the rest of us.
Well, he would also use the word libertarian to describe himself and even use the word voluntarist. But you're saying Rand Paul is those things that you believe that because Ron Paul supports Rand Paul, that because Judge Napolitano supports Rand Paul.
No, not just because Napolitano supports Rand Paul, but because Napolitano says that Ron Paul is a voluntarist, that Napolitano is a voluntarist, and that Rand Paul is a voluntarist.
Right, so you believe in the endorsement of these other people who are more principled, purportedly, because they support Rand Paul, means that Rand Paul Paul is actually a voluntarist and a libertarian, but he would refuse to describe himself in that way, and in point of fact, when asked if he is a libertarian, distanced himself from the term.
Uh-huh.
So he's a liar, and you're saying that you support a liar, isn't that correct?
If you want to regard that as a lie, then yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Ron Paul did not run on "I'm a voluntarist, and I think there should be no government."
He didn't
and,
say that.
And I hate roads.
And I could needle Rand Paul if I needed to.
And I don't think Ron Paul should have done that. And I don't think Rand Paul should do that.
The reality, though, was Ron Paul ran a principled campaign, and he had excited people backing him who did amazing things that had never been done in the history of, like, grassroots Republican politics. You remember the Ron Paul blimp, for instance, all funded and organized by his fans and supporters. Most of the advertising and the outreach that was done by on a decentralized basis by his supporters because they were super excited about Ron getting the ideas of liberty out.
Right.
Rand Paul doesn't have any of that.
Exactly, because the people doing that have been too stupid to figure out what Rand Paul is doing. Paul is trying to do is now widen that tent large enough to fit enough people.
They tried that with Bob Barr.
Actually make a difference.
The Libertarian Party tried that with Bob Barr.
I don't care. There's going to be all kinds of shucking and jiving and political strategizing.
It didn't help the Libertarian Party when they did it with Bob Barr, and it's not helping Rand Paul when he's supposedly watering down his message.
I mean, if you want to know who's to blame for Bob Barr, Ron Paul is to blame for Bob Barr, simply because all of the principled libertarians were paying attention to the Ron Paul campaign, and none of the principled libertarians were thinking about what's going on at our convention.
No, I totally disagree.
Year.
The Libertarian Party has been. I was involved in the Libertarian Party for many years, and it has been infiltrated by these anti-liberty people. That's the reason why.
Anything large enough to actually have any voice or do anything is too corrupt for your tastes.
Bob Barr is definitely corrupt, and I don't want anything to do with someone like
is.
Bob Barr.
I like Gary Johnson a lot better. I voted for
Gary
Bob
Johnson
Barr.
Is a slight improvement. Let's go to Yuri. He's on the line from New Hampshire via Skype. Yuri, go ahead.
Hello. I have a question to Daryl about genocide.
Yes, sir.
Like, we don't want politicians to take some sides in conflicts, but I feel it's what's going on. Daryl said he would be a good president, but he says that there was genocide in Palestine committed by Israel. And I want his comments on it. What is genocide?
Okay, so the Merriam-Webster dictionary definition of genocide: the deliberate killing of people who belong to a particular racial, political, or cultural group. And we know for a fact that the Israeli military is killing people that live in the Palestinian territory, specifically people that live in the Gaza Strip. And would you agree that people living in Gaza fit either the racial, political, or cultural group definition or portion of the definition here?
No, I wouldn't agree.
You would not say that the Palestinians are either a racial, political, or cultural group?
There is obviously shooting in both sides, and there is rockets launched into Israel. And furthermore, we can see many Arabs living in Israel, and for Jewish people to live in Palestine, it would be much harder.
I partially agree with that last point, because every time the Jewish people move into a portion of the area currently recognized as Palestinian, they then annex it into Israel, so it's no longer considered Palestinian territory. So, yes, it would be a lot more difficult for Jewish people to live in Palestinian territory, because every time they move there, it gets reclaimed as Israeli territory. And, yes, I do agree that there are, you know, mortar rockets that are being fired from Gaza into Israel, but those mortar shells are a lot less accurate than the smart missiles that are being used by the Israeli military. and both sides are to blame, but most American politicians will never say that Israel is doing anything wrong.
Yuri, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the question.
Thank you.
For Daryl, Daryl's website, darylwperry.com. For his presidential campaign for the Libertarian Party nomination. 855-453, which is not being decided in Iowa tonight, by the way.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon. Through saveatpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. How would you like to save big time on your purchases from Amazon. 20, 30, 40, 50% off. It's all possible through SaveItPurse.com. I just recently acquired a few USB charging cables, and I managed to get 50% off accepted through SaveItPurse.com. The idea is you have to have Bitcoin in order to make this possible, and this is a good reason to get Bitcoin. Now, Purse does take a fee of the savings, so you don't get the full-on 50% off, but after all said and done, 50% turns into like 35%, and it's still pretty awesome. So you can go to SaveItPurse.com, and you can save big time on pretty much whatever it is you need to buy through Amazon. Almost everything that I've tried to buy has worked through SaveItPurse.com. So get started over there. It's a very simple process. They'll take you right through it and show you how it works, and it's a great excuse to go and get some Bitcoin. If you've been thinking about getting Bitcoin, you've been hearing about Bitcoin, this amazing decentralized currency, this is a good reason and a great excuse to go and do it. So once again, SaveItPurse.com. That's SaveATPurse.com. It's Ian, Rich, and Daryl in the studio tonight. We've been discussing Rand Paul, which is something that has been a bit of a controversial subject between libertarians. Rich, a moment ago you said that you suggested that people who are not supporting people who are not supporting Rand, who are libertarian, are stupid and that they can't figure out what's really going on. And I have to disagree with that. I mean, I may not be the brightest bulb in the basket out there, but I don't think I'm a mouth-dragging or knuckle-dragging mouth breather. And I think that if what you're saying is that what we can't figure out is that Rand Paul is telling lies in order to get elected and get political power, then, okay, I've got that figured out if that's what's actually happening. Of course, we don't know whether he's telling lies or not. But if that's the plan, okay, fine, I see where you're coming from. But your goal appears to be to get someone elected. My goal with supporting... No?
No, no, that's absolutely where you're wrong.
Okay.
My goal is to have the biggest possible microphones making as much noise as possible to start moving people in the direction of liberty.
But who made more noise, Ron or Rand?
Well, Ron isn't Rand, and Rand isn't Ron.
But who made more noise? Who got more media coverage?
Ron Paul has so far. Partially because people don't understand that even being a Ron Paul Republican, that's a step that people go to on the way to being a libertarian. It doesn't, and so I'm not thinking about the movement of candidates. I'm thinking about the political movement of individual human beings. And what normally happens is that people get first attracted to a message like a Ron Paul or a Rand Paul, a somewhat dilute. They're not identical, but they're both dilute.
They're not even close. I mean, Ron Paul is Rand isn't not even a shadow of his father as far as the message he's getting out there.
I know you didn't like the wording on the drone comment.
That was just the thing I could come up with. That's all I could come up with off the top of my head. I don't have it in
meaning,
front of me.
But
you've admitted that he's not a
prince.
But you have admitted. That was the only thing I could think of off the top of my head because I don't study this guy.
Okay, well, let's find something meaningful.
No. What's meaningful to me is that you've admitted that Rand Paul is not a libertarian, right? You've admitted that he's not saying libertarian things, that he's watering down the liberty message to pander to this big tent idea that you were talking about
before. Any libertarian who's running as a constitutionalist is doing that, mm-hmm. So that would be Ron Paul, too, I would say.
No, Ron Paul, even though, if he called himself a constitutionalist, that's fine, but he was using the term libertarian. He wasn't shying away from it. He wasn't
If you look back, he did shy away from the term libertarian, and the reason I think is because although I do believe that he was a libertarian, I don't believe that the message he was putting out was perfect libertarianism.
It was
and
darn
I don't
close
believe
as you
he wanted
get.
He wanted it mistaken for true libertarianism.
It was as darn close to principled message as any politician in the last decade
It was very close, and it was.
And Rand Paul isn't even 30% of that. I mean, I'm sorry. He's not exciting libertarians. And this is what you're trading off, mm-hmm. Rich. You're trading for this idea of the big tent. This is what people want.
No, if Ron Paul was running against Rand Paul, I would be supporting Ron.
I'm sure
you
would.
Don't get me wrong. Ron's really, really old. He can't run anymore.
I'm not asking him to.
He's not there.
Yeah, so I'm not saying he should be.
Who do you think we should be supporting in the primary?
Because I would support anyone
just blowing
who's
off primary season really isn't an issue. Primary season,
dude, I'm
is
only
going to
support someone who's principled.
People.
I'm only going to support my time and my money's limited, and I'm only going to put it behind someone who's effectively communicating the ideas of liberty. Rand Paul doesn't even come close to that, and that's why he doesn't have jack compared to his father's money and compared to his father's individual supporters. He's got
super
nothing.
PAC just put in. Just took in $4.5 million.
Is it being used to promote the ideas of liberty? No, it's not. No, he's not promoting the ideas of liberty. So I'm not going to support him in any way.
He's not promoting the most. I'm going to give him the ideas of liberty. He's promoting liberty in just about every area. So the question is, why does someone need to? Why can't you say this is the next step we should take without imagining that you can jump from here to perfect liberty instantaneously without passing through the intervening space?
No one has said that.
This is what physicists call crazy talk.
No, Rich, no one has said that you don't go from that you have to go from point A to point Z. No one has said that here.
Yeah.
The whole idea behind being, in my opinion, being a liberty-minded candidate is to spread the ideas of liberty first and foremost, because if we don't have a paradigm shift in the mindsets of people, we're never going to get there. You're not going to sneak liberty in the back door. You need to have people understand the ideas.
Well, if you look at most of what Rand Paul says, it is absolutely excellent from a liberty point of view. There are a few places where I disagree with him. Mm-hmm. There are a few places where I disagree with Ron Paul. Ron Paul is pro-life. I'm pro choice. That's a big difference. But yet, like Rand Paul, Ron Paul says, well, if abortion is murder, then murder is a state matter, and we're not going to deal with it at the federal level. So I get past that.
Sure.
But yeah, there will never be a candidate identical to me, because any candidate who is identical to me won't even get near the stage. He will be shot if he approaches one of those microphones. So there have to be people who are almost there, who are close enough to get some of the message out, but also close enough, but also on the edge enough that they can actually be permitted to get onto the stage and permit and access a microphone.
What would be considered close enough? 70%? 60%?
85,
90, like where would you draw the line?
Well, I don't know. My level of agreement with Rand Paul is 91%, according to one of those silly little internet.
What's the website for that,
quizzes?
You know? iSideWith.com. iSideWith.com. We'll continue. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username for you is lrn.fm. So feel free to connect with us that way if you like. In fact, it'll usually sound better on Skype. So please do that. Also, you can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. They're completely free. You get to control the content right there on the front page of the website. It is a Reddit-based system, and that means you can submit, let's say, a news story that you think is interesting. Maybe you like Rand Paul. You want to submit a Rand Paul news story. But maybe some of our other listeners don't like Rand Paul. Well, they can come in there and they can vote it down. But the Rand Paul supporters can vote it up. And so it's sort of this constant competition between what people like. They're on the front page of our website at freetalklive.com. It's totally free to get interactive, free to download the show, free to watch us online. It's all free at freetalklive.com.
It's like two wolves and a sheep voting on what to talk about on the radio.
Except it's not a guarantee that it'll go through. It's just suggestions for us to talk about things. If you absolutely want to be heard, then you've got to call in at 855-450-FREE. And that's actually, we're going to go to Skype first here. We got Dancing with Poi on the line. I don't know where you're calling from, but you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How's it going? This is Art Underground in the chat room.
Hey, go ahead.
You're talking about Rand Paul. You know, I'm the kind of guy that I don't fall for anybody's poppycock. And I was calling out Ron Paul for his poppycock when he was running. And, well, I got to call out Rand Paul for his poppycock, too. Now, first of all, let's be honest. Rand Paul is definitely not his father's son. But the...
Well, he kind of looks like him.
I'm almost certain that that Carol was faithful. So I would...
Yeah, I'm not going to call the genetics.
I'm not even going to go there, bro.
I That's not what I mean. You know,
I get
just saying, like, when people look at me and they look at my personality and my character, they say he's definitely his father's son because I'm just like my dad.
You're saying the apple has fallen far from the proverbial
tree. Very far from the tree, yes.
Yeah.
But you see, there's a couple problems with Rand Paul. First of all, if we go back to when he was first running for office, when he was first running for the Senate in Kentucky, he ran on a platform against earmarks and such as that. What was the first thing he did when he got into the Senate? He went after the earmarks that he could get using the excuse, well, it's part of my job to do this. Well, wait a minute. Didn't Obama run against lobbyists? And what did he do? Don't criticize somebody for something you yourself do. Mm. The second problem I got with Rand Paul is he buys into the official poppycock of the war on terror and all of this other garbage. But there's one real number one reason why I will never trust anyone like Rand Paul, and that is because when I look at the stranglehold that Israel has on this country through the banking system, and Rand Paul wants to sit there and scream the praises of Israel and how we need to support our greatest ally, who actually is the biggest terrorist nation on the face of this planet, how can you trust him?
Rich Paul, how can you trust him? Because you're the only man in the room who does.
Okay. Well, first off, I trust him because Ron Paul trusts him, and I trust Ron Paul. So to that extent, it's a transitive thing. Now, obviously, Ron Paul wasn't pure enough for you either, so you don't. That's not an argument for you. The other thing is, I don't expect that Rand Paul will ever be president of the United States, or if he is, it will be a couple decades from now. What I expect him to do is get up on the Republican stage and debate, and I expect him to run a campaign, and I expect him, as best he can, to get people excited about the ideas of liberty. And there
he's
are
not
people,
talking about that.
There are people, well, you don't listen to what he says. So you don't know what he's saying.
I have listened to
saying.
What he has said. I just don't listen to every word that comes out of his mouth because I'm not obsessed with the man.
Okay. Well,
so please
I
stop accusing me of not having listened to Rand Paul. I have seen him speak on a number of occasions. I've met him in person.
Okay. Well, that's more than I have done. But I do hear him speaking a lot about liberty. 99% of what he says.
What do you have to say, though, to the caller who says
fine.
That he supports foreign aid to Israel?
I believe that for the moment he hasn't said we should cut the foreign aid to Israel. That's not
a libertarian position.
No.
At least Ron Paul was willing to get up there and say all foreign aid, including foreign aid to Israel, should be cut.
Exactly.
At least Ron Paul was willing to say that.
A true
and I
libertarian
Ron
stance.
Paul on that.
Right.
But I have issues with Ron Paul, but at least I did support Ron Paul to a degree. Rand Paul, I simply cannot support Rand Paul because he sings the praises of Israel, and Israel is the biggest terrorist nation on the face of this planet.
Well, the U.S. is pretty terroristic in the way it handles the world.
Only because Israel owns the U.S.
Thank you for the call tonight, Dancing with Poi. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I gave money to Ron Paul's campaigns both times on 2008, 2012, because I saw him as spreading the ideas of liberty. You're saying, Rich, that you believe Rand Paul is spreading the ideas of liberty, but most libertarians that I've talked to don't agree. And so he's done a very poor job of convincing actual libertarians to support him. So he has next to zero support compared to what Ron Paul had back in 2012 and 2008 by libertarians. Mm-hmm. There may be some, you know, run-of-the-mill Republicans who like what Rand says more than, you know, what the other candidates say. But as far as, like, an actual deep activist-level support, he doesn't have it, and that's what he's traded.
And that, to me, tearing down Rand Paul is like chopping chopping out the bridge behind you.
I would have talked about it.
We've crossed the bridge to libertarianism. Now let's destroy the bridge for not being close enough to the truth, so nobody, but you prevent anybody from following you after. The bottom line is, I want to work with Rand Paul, and I want to most of all get to know Rand Paul's supporters, people who are not yet anarchists,
okay,
who are not yet libertarian.
That's worth doing.
Well, how do you do that? Do you do it by showing up at Rand Paul events and saying Rand Paul sucks?
I wouldn't do
or
that.
Or do you do it by showing up at Rand Paul events and saying, hey, you know, Rand Paul rocks.
I think that's
now,
a fine
course,
thing to
Now, of course, I disagree with him here. I'd rather see him be more pure here. But the point is to move people along to the next step.
That I agree
and
with
the
you
next
on.
Step is not even anarchy. The next step is the Libertarian Party.
If that's
I've
what
got
you want to
whole...
do, that's fine. I totally support that. I think this is the same reason I went to Occupy. You know, it's the same reason I went to the Tea Party to connect with mm-hmm. people and kind of find out what they were interested in and, you know, and help them understand the ideas of liberty over time, a slow process.
Yeah.
But as
think
far as my
Rand
money
Paul's
and my time is concerned, I'm not going
being...
to give him money. I'm not going to give him my money when
okay.
I could spend that better in New Hampshire spreading the ideas of liberty here.
Well, I don't necessarily give him money either because I haven't any.
Mm-hmm.
But
would you, if you did?
But I do give him support. Yeah, I would give him money if I had it because he's bringing people in from the other end. That's the point. He's the guy who's trying to sell constitutionalism to neocons. The next step, once you've done that, is you try to sell libertarianism to constitutionalists. And when the next step after that is you sell anarchy to the libertarians. But very few people cross that gulf in one step.
Sure.
And so I think that we should keep all of those bridges as strong as we can behind us so that people have those, think of them as stations on an intellectual underground railroad. Rand is the gateway drug to libertarianism. He isn't libertarianism.
How many Rand Paul events have you gone to where you've done what you're talking about? Connecting with these people.
I actually have done most of my connecting with them online.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Is that as effective? I would say probably not, but it couldn't hurt. It's Free Talk
Live. Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain, and enough time for you. If you get on the lines right now at 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. By the way, I did say we'd have an update on the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge, and just to get something out there quickly, there is a new video that is not of the shooting, not of Lavoie Finicum's shooting, but in moments afterwards, somebody apparently pulled up onto the scene who was not a police officer and did capture some of the further arrests. So nothing shining extra light on the actual shooting. But also, there's still no communication whatsoever coming out of the refuge, where now for more than 48 hours, there have been no updates to the channel Defend Your Base on YouTube, which suggests that either something has transpired and we haven't been told about, or they have just simply cut off communications. The guy at the scene had been shooting video live throughout the day and throughout the night up until he all of a sudden stopped 2 days ago. So for whatever reason, there's no way for anyone to get in touch with these people. The news media has tried to contact all four of their cell phones. There were four people there as of 2 days ago occupying the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge in protest. They were still there, and their phones had been working, but as of yesterday, it had become impossible to get through. So their phones were either going straight to voicemail or they were returning a busy signal. So right now there's a big question mark over what is actually going on there at the wildlife refuge. It sounds like, I think you can probably jump to a conclusion, that the federal government has turned off their cell phone access to cut them off from the outside world and stop them from being able to give updates to people on their status. So as we learn more about that, we'll certainly continue to let you know as we go to your calls and thoughts. By the way, Rich Paul joining Ian and Daryl in the studio. Rich, the lone wolf arguing for Rand Paul here tonight. I got to hand it to you. You know, you're pretty good at it. You haven't persuaded me to support Rand Paul, but at the same time, I've not been on the attack against Rand. You brought him up tonight, so I was going to not talk at all about Rand Paul tonight. So you did get, you know, you got what you were asking for, which was a discussion about Rand Paul. And it's been an honest discussion about Rand Paul, whereas, you know, there are some serious disagreements between libertarians about this guy and what does he really believe, and is he doing a good thing for liberty, or is he actually damaging the ideas of liberty by not being principled in how he communicates them. But let's go to Drew, who is on the line in Iowa. The caucusing is happening as we speak. Drew, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I just got back from the caucus. I just wanted to say it was a big waste of time.
Really? Which caucus?
I went to the Republican caucus.
Okay.
It was one of the suburbs around Des Moines.
How many people were at this thing?
Well, there was three precincts in the middle school that I was at, and just my precinct, they're all split up into different areas. My precinct, I would estimate at least 600 or 700. It was pretty full. And
okay.
You know, the guy, the leader dude, whatever, that was kind of running it, he said that it was about double of the last nomination or the last cycle. So, and that's kind of what I've been seeing from looking at some quick reporting, that there's been a lot of precincts having to move outside into the parking lots because there are so many more
people
show up. Yep.
Now, who did you caucus with?
I just kind of went there just to kind of see what was up. Just to see, I thought it might be interesting, but it turned out to be pretty much just a bunch of people standing up to speak for, you know, the certain candidate, and they all just kind of sounded the same.
So you didn't even vote?
Well, I did vote. I voted for Rand Paul.
Okay.
Thank you for your service.
Who now has, according to Politico.com, they do have a running tally. Apparently, 57.8% of the Republican precincts are reporting with Rand Paul, 4.5%. Now, I don't recall. I think you looked earlier at the Ron Paul numbers previously. Do you recall, Daryl, what Ron received in 2012?
In 2012, he got, I think it was 21-22%, somewhere
in the Iowa caucus.
In that range?
Yes. And what about 2008? I'm just curious to know what how it compares.
2008, it was less than 10, I believe.
Okay, so sounds like Rand Paul maybe not doing as well as Ron did even his first time around.
And looking on the Democratic side with 69% reporting, Hillary has just over 50%, Bernie has 48.6%, and Martin O'Malley has 0.6%.
Yep, Donald Trump in at 25% and Ted Cruz at 28.6%. So it still could be anyone's game as far as that is concerned.
Rubio is also over 20% right now as well.
One thing Rand Paul can claim is he did beat Jeb Bush so far. Jeb Bush weighing in at 2.8% compared to Rand Paul's 4.5%. So, Drew, anything else you want to share of your observations besides you feeling that it was a waste of your time to go?
Well, there were a few candidates that had nobody talk for them. Jeb Bush was one of them. And Carly Fiorina, nobody spoke for her. There's a couple people that just stood up and said, well, if no one's going to talk, I'll just say like a couple sentences. And they had one kid who had to be like 9 years old come up and say, I think you should vote for whoever, I don't remember it was, but that's all he said.
Did everyone speak on behalf of none of the above?
No, the way that it works is you have to speak on behalf of a candidate, and there's only one person allowed to speak for each candidate.
Is none of the above an option?
No, but you can say uncommitted, which is basically saying none of the above.
Yeah, I'm looking here.
In my precinct, they just give you like a blank piece of paper, and you write your vote on, so that you don't have to check a box. So you could technically write in whoever you want.
There is an other category, and there are approximately 80 votes in the other category in the Republican race, no other votes in the Democrat race, and one uncommitted vote in the Democrat race.
It's from what I understand from the Democrat caucus, you actually have to go stand in a group with the people that you're voting for, and it's the Republican, you just write the name and that's it.
Yep. We're talking about that in detail in the first hour, so people that want to know more about how the whole caucus process actually works, Daryl got into that in hour number one of this episode of Free Talk Live. You can always grab that later on tonight over at freetalklive.com. Drew, thanks for checking in from Iowa, man. I appreciate hearing from you about your experience tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Let's go to Nathan in Texas, also on Skype. Hello, Nathan.
Hi, guys. How are you doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Nathan? Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to disagree with Daryl's prediction on the course of the election at the very beginning of the show.
What was the prediction?
The prediction is that Donald Trump's support is a mile wide and an inch deep. And I think the opposite is going to happen. I think what we're going to see is he'll win in Iowa, likely win the election, and for sure win re-election.
That's a big prediction.
That's a huge prediction.
Mm-hmm. Or as yep, Donald would say, that's huge. Just like my support, it's huge.
And my comb over.
So I spent I only spent about an hour trying to research this call, but there's a bunch of different reasons I think that he's going to be – there's not much that can be done at this point. I think he's for sure going to beat Hillary, and Sanders might be harder, but, you know, I don't think anyone wants to vote for Hillary at this point. I guess the Democrats do.
There were 50.7% people voting for Hillary at the caucus, so she's going to have a good showing out there. I think she's going to get trounced in New Hampshire personally, because I mean, just based on the signage that you see out and about while you're driving around, and of course it makes sense that would happen because Bernie Sanders is right from next door.
And so I think real quick, let me explain what I think is one of Donald Trump's big selling points, or I don't know, one of the big things in his arsenal is that he's completely reversed the role that normally seems to happen with politicians in the media, where, you know, politicians have to watch what they say.
And that's true.
Go to focus groups and so forth. But he somehow turned it around so that he can literally troll the media. Like, for example, in the John McCain thing, he would say a good thing about John McCain, like, oh, he's a war hero. And then he'll say a bad thing about him, like, oh, well, he got captured. The media will only report the bad thing. This is one of the many tricks that he has up his sleeve. And then later he can say, oh, well, you see how the media misreported what I said? Huh, aren't they a bunch of losers? And it's turned the dynamic on its head. So he's the one actually shaming the media. And I think
and then he walked away from the CNN debate. He didn't actually attend the most recent debate, as I understand it.
Right, because Megyn Kelly was going to be the moderator.
Or Fox debate, I'm sorry, whoever
the hell it was. The crazy thing was I saw articles that were declaring the victory, like Fox News has defeated Donald Trump.
Polling numbers tonight. He's solidly in second place. Now, of course, the big question, one of the things you said, thanks for the call, Nathan. One of the things you said previously, Daryl, is that, you know, this could all change as soon as these Republicans start dropping out and endorsing one or the other candidates. So, you know, you may see Donald Trump lose out to one of the other guys if the other Republicans team up and throw their support behind anyone but Trump, basically. Check out Rich Paul on his website, invisiblehand.church.
Yep.
And FPP.cc for Daryl. We'll see you tomorrow night.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.